From the studios of NPR West, I'm Tony Cox. We now turn to look at achievements in the entertainment world in 2004 and also note the passing of giants in this momentous year. Here's our reporter, Allison Keys.
Some folks go to school at night, and some folks march for civil rights, and I don't. I ain't got the heart. I can't hardly breathe.
The Tony Kushner musical, Carolina Change, took Broadway by storm this year. The play tells the dramatic story of an African-American maid trying to raise her family in 1963 Louisiana in the only house in town with a basement. The lead character, Caroline, is played by Tony winner Tanya Pinkins. Caroline works for a Jewish family. The production examines the interactions between blacks and whites during the emergence of the civil rights movement at the time of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Her daughter, Emmy, is played by Anika Noni Rose. She won a Tony this year for her role.
Roosevelt Petrucci's coleslaw didn't have a penny. No, he didn't have any, so he asked his ma.
Emmy's on that cusp, that girl-woman cusp, which is a very funny place where you don't quite know what you're doing with yourself, and you feel like you need to be able to say what you want to say, but what you want to say isn't always appropriate at that moment. Or maybe it is, but you haven't quite learned how to shape it so that it can fit the air. So that's a great place to be able to play.
You know that check is coming tomorrow?
That money belongs to Mama, Walter, and it's for her to decide how to use it. I don't care if she wants to buy a house or a rocket ship or just nail it up and look at it. It's hers. Not ours, hers.
Now, ain't that fine? You just got your mother's best interests at heart, ain't you, girl? You're such a nice girl. My mama can always take a couple of thousand to help you through school, can't she?
At the Royale Theater on Broadway, audiences were treated to a 15-week revival of Lorraine Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun. The cast was breathtaking, including four-time Tony winner Audra McDonald and thespian Felicia Rashad. She told us in May that there are many levels to this historic work.
I think most theatergoers thought this play was about a family in slum housing that was going to move to another area, that was going to move to a home in what had been a segregated neighborhood. They were going to integrate this neighborhood, and that was what it was about. But that isn't what this play is about. This play is about human dignity, love, values of parents that children try to reject, thinking they know better, but ultimately must accept because these values are rooted in truth.
Hip-hop mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs played Walter Lee and said that he hoped the success of this play would help expand black theater worldwide.
One of the biggest things also is the diversity of audiences that it's bringing out. You have, like, as one show, we'll have three generations of a family watching the show, and just to see black people on Broadway, young people on Broadway, to be honest, cats with do-rags crying in the front row.
Yes.
It's like a historical moment for Broadway because it's something that's, you know, never been done.
12. Nosedive. What? Me worry?
Choreographer Bill T. Jones is known for doing what's never been done. His dance company, named for himself and his late partner Arnie Zane, celebrated its 20th anniversary this year with a world tour. For the number you hear in the background, Jones was a slender, muscular black figure silhouetted against a white background. He counted off, then named his dance positions. In one, poised on one foot, he arched his whole body upward, arms extended to the floor, mimicking an ad for the Sci-Fi Channel miniseries, Taken.
Steven Spielberg, Abduction.
Jones incorporated the death of his mother, Estella, into several pieces, saying that her struggle illustrated the resilience of the human spirit.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get out of it. And that's why I included her in this performance, because 20 years of struggling in this dance world, pushing against boundaries, at the end of the day, can you say that it's worth it? And the worth it has to be some sort of illumination. Do I dare say joy? It's not always joy, but there must be some sort of illumination, and I hope that's what that is comes across in the work we do.
Dance aficionados who saw the Bangara Dance Theater in action in 2004 had a chance to glimpse more than 40,000 years of history. The group, which performed its show Bush, is Australia's leading indigenous dance company. The show is a series of vignettes exploring the history and traditions of the Aboriginal people. Choreographer Stephen Page explained that in the Aboriginal mythology, the world is created by a woman.
Yeah, it's the mother spirit god. Yeah, she in Australia we have Uluru as rock is the central. It's a huge rock in the central desert, and that rock to the majority of Aboriginal people is like the heart of Mother Earth.
For some, the legendary poet and scholar Sonia Sanchez is one of the mothers of activism.
I say, where is your fire? Can't you smell it coming out of our past? The fire of living, not dying.
Sanchez says she had performed on other people's CDs, but she hadn't done one of her own. This lover of history and of the notion of love is also known for using the refrain, resist, particularly in a piece celebrating the poet Langston Hughes.
I put the word resist in this piece towards, you know, for Langston, because that's what he did. You know, resist, you gotta resist, you gotta resist, you gotta resist, can you say it? Resist, can you say it? Resist, can you do it? Resist, can you tattoo it on your bones? Yeah, so we gotta tattoo the word resist on our bones, do we not?
Miriam Makeba, the South African-born singer known as Mama Africa to millions, also released a new CD called Reflections. This latest effort by the 73-year-old pretty much swept the South African Music Awards. It includes reworked versions of some of her music, as well as some new songs. She explains that she never set out to be a singer.
I fell into it because I've always liked singing. It is my brother who really encouraged me to be a singer. He used to call me when I'm playing with other children, full of dust, no shoes, nothing. And he would brag in front of his friends to make me sing. He taught me songs like Ate is Gera Tasket.
South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela released a book this year called Still Grazing, The Musical Journey of Hugh Masekela, in which he talks about everything from his career, his triumph over drug addiction, and his inimitable musical sound.
Of course, I had like great advice from Belafonte and Miriam and Dizzy and Miles. They said, listen, if you're going to play jazz, you're just going to be a statistic like all of us. Why don't you infuse some of the stuff from your home into your music, and then maybe you'll come up with something that will interest everybody and that we can learn from. And I guess I came up with some kind of a hybrid.
I used to visit all the very gay places.
Dancer, singer, and actress Eartha Kitt, who turns 78 years young next month, was busy this year as well. Not only is she ringing in the new year tomorrow night with a kaleidoscopic performance at B.B. King's Club in New York City's Times Square, she's in rehearsal for a new play called Expectations.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
The entertainment world did suffer some major losses this year. There was award-winning actor Paul Winfield, perhaps best known for his roles in the movie Sounder and in Roots. There was also Isabel Stanford, whom many remember as Wheezy from the sitcom The Jeffersons, but who also appeared as the outspoken maid Tilly in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
She's all right.
Funkster Rick James died in August in the midst of a comeback.
When I was 21, it was a very good year.
But nearly everyone will note the passing of musical genius Ray Charles. He died in June at the age of 73. In his last NPR interview, he talked about what made a song a good song.
I think good songs are songs that the masses really and truly can find some point, something in that song that they can say, yeah, baby, yeah, I know what you mean, but yeah, I hear you, buddy. See, that's what good songs do.
Imagine all the people.
For NPR News, I'm Allison Keys.
They just live it.
Live it.
Live
To listen to this show, visit NPR.org, where you can also order CDs and transcripts or call 877-NPR-TEXT. This is a news and opinion program created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Tony Cox. This is NPR News.